From RunAsRadio.com, you're listening to Run As Radio, the internet audio talk show for IT professionals with Richard Campbell and Greg Hughes. This is Brandon Wen announcing show number 105 with guest Rhonda Layfield, recorded Tuesday, April 14th, 2009. Run As Radio is produced each week by Pwop Productions, providing professional media and podcasting services online at pwop.com. You can follow the boys on Twitter at twitter.com/runasradio.
This is Richard Campbell. You're listening to Run As Radio, and with me, as always, my co-host, Greg Hughes.
Hey, how are you?
I am well, sir, and it's been a while. We got a bunch of shows done, and then we were running all over the place.
Yep, yep. Lots of travel, especially for you. I've been watching you on TripIt since we're subscribed to each other. You've just been kind of going nuts.
Yeah, jetting here, there, and everywhere. I actually had a trip to Eastern Europe to Poland fall through, so it's not as bad as it could have been.
Well, you've still been traveling an awful lot.
Nonstop. And the bad news is you're not going to make it to TechEd.
Yeah, I can't. I unfortunately have some other conflicts and commitments that I just have to do, and so I'm really disappointed that I can't be there, but I know you'll be there. I think Carl's going to be there.
Yeah,
right?
Carl's going to be there too, and Mark Dunn, the original co-host of .NET Rocks. I've asked him to fill in for you, and he was happy to do that. And we've got Speaker Idol. Speaker Idol's all committed to. We're going to be doing recordings. This is at TechEd LA, and it's all the usual shtick. It's a different show. The format layout's a little bit different, but we're putting together the Speaker Idol event as per normal. We're going to do half IT and half dev.
Very cool.
And so if you want to be a contestant on Speaker Idol, I still have a couple of slots left. Send us an email, info@runasradio.com. I'd love to hear from you. Also, over at the .NET Rocks site, there is a contest going on right now to win a free trip to TechEd. Airfare, hotel, admission. It's at .NETRocks.com.
Very cool.
And speaking of Speaker Idol, we have last year's winner on the show. So let me introduce Rhonda Layfield. Rhonda has been in the IT industry for 27 years, beginning with 7 years in the U.S. Navy as a communications specialist with a top secret security clearance. Since then, she has worked with large utility companies, owning nuclear power plants as their senior security analyst and contracted to Microsoft PSS Networking Group. She's an international speaker who specializes in Microsoft's new deployment tools and network monitor. She enjoys showing you how to quickly and cheaply roll out thousands of desktops and server OSs and troubleshoot them if they fail. With her two-day hands-on class, she will walk you through all of Microsoft deployment tools so you can decide for yourself which is right for your environment. She's currently an NT2000-2003 MCSE, a setup and deployment MVP, and a desktop deployment product specialist. She contributes articles to Windows IT Pro Magazine, and has co-authored two books, one on Windows Server 2003 and another on Windows Server 2008. Welcome, Rhonda.
Hey, Rhonda.
Thanks. Good morning.
Good to talk to you again.
Oh, you too. It's always fun to talk to you guys.
Yeah, and I'm so glad you could come on the show, too, because you really got some interesting specialties. We saw that when you did your presentations of Speaker Idol, which, just for the folks who've never heard of Speaker Idol, you've been on the other side of the fence. Tell us about that experience.
Speaker Idol is one of the coolest things I have ever gotten to participate in. It was exciting. It was a little nerve-wracking, you know, to get up in front of people, and the crowds were different sizes each day. So one day there might be 10 people, the next day there might be 60 watching. So that was kind of interesting. And you get 5 minutes, which if you have a two-day class, you have a chance to get to know the students, and it's easy to kind of win people over. When you have 5 minutes, you have no time for mistakes. So that was a little nerve-wracking to have a five-minute presentation.
Well, and I think one of the reasons you won, besides the fact that you're a phenomenal presenter, was that you really nailed cool content in 5 minutes flat. That's what I thought was astonishing, was that you did this network analysis piece with showing the ping running through the stream of networking data, which was awesome. Literally jaws dropped. I was amazed at how effective you managed to find that tiny little nugget. 5 minutes is such a small amount of time, and got that great impact for everyone.
Well, thanks. Network Monitor is one of my favorite tools. I've used it and actually taught classes using Network Monitor since NT 3.5. So I've used it for a long time, and I've got tons of tips and tricks like that to help people get started if they've never used it. Within 15 minutes, you're up and running, and then some tips to kind of find the information you're looking for. So I really enjoy doing the network monitor stuff. That was cool stuff.
I think, and I'll bet you anything, folks, send us an email at info@runasradio.com. Tell us you want to do network monitor, and I'll get Rhonda on for another show to do that, because I think today it's about deployment tools.
Yeah, Microsoft's new deployment tools. These are all built for Server 2008 R2 and Windows 7. Now, they're still backward compatible with 2008 and Vista, and they will deploy 2003 and XP. So there's some legacy support built in, but they're truly built for the new operating systems they're going to be shipping soon, we hope.
And you did say tools, so how many are we talking about?
Well, they've got the Windows Automated Installation Toolkit. We call it Wake for short, and they have a new version of that out. It's Wake version 2.0. Within that, there's a bunch of tools. It's a little over 1 gigs to download that guy. He's pretty big.
Wow.
But once you get it, you get all kinds of cool stuff inside it. One of my favorites is the Windows Pre-Installation Environment, or WinPE version 3.0. That's one of the really nice features that I like to just think of it as replacing DOS. In the old days, if you had a machine that didn't have anything on the hard drive and you had to get it booted up and connected to the network, we would boot a DOS floppy back in the old days.
Absolutely.
Now, yeah, you're booting a WinPE. So WinPE is just a replacement for DOS to be able to get a machine up and running and connected to the network.
So this is no GUI, just a command line environment?
Yep, it's just command line, but it does boot into a RAM disk now. So if you had your WinPE on a CD, you could plop that CD in, boot the machine up, getting connected to the network, and then take that CD out and put another CD in and run tools from that if you wanted, which some of the older versions didn't do that. If you pulled the CD out, you just crashed your operating system.
And I've seen you do demos, I think, around PE where everything was on a USB key.
Oh, absolutely. You can put it on a USB. You can put it on an external hard drive, CD, DVD. It's pretty wide open as to what you can put it on and just boot the machine right up and get connected automatically to the network. It's really pretty slick.
So for the IT person who's still maybe sort of stuck in the legacy way of doing things using, like, I don't know, Norton Ghost or something, makes an image, it's a static image, they have to make new images every time, and they're just copying them to hard drives. That's really the old school way, right? What does this toolkit bring to them if they've never ever seen it before?
If they've never seen the entire Wake, first of all, you're going to get WinPE. Now, that just gets you up and booted. Then, of course, most of the time, the reason you want to boot the machine is to get an image applied to it. So with the new tool, you have new utilities that allow you to create operating system images. You can do fat images with all your applications and desktop settings, everything in it. Or you can do thin applications, which just deploy the operating system. And then you can add apps later. But the cool thing I think you're talking about here is offline servicing. And this is really sweet. Because in the past, Patch Tuesday comes around every month, and we would have to blast our images out, apply the patches, and then create a brand new image and store that somewhere.
Right.
Now,
right.
With the new Wake, and in fact, with the old Wake version 1.1, you could do the same thing. They've just streamlined the process even more so with the new 2.0 Wake. Now, you can just mount an image, an operating system image, which this is just a command. It'll take less than 2 minutes. And you're looking at the entire folder structure of that image itself. You can patch that on Patch Tuesday, unmount it, save your changes, and you've just patched the entire operating system. So what used to take 2, 3, sometimes 4 hours, you can do it in 15 minutes now.
That's very cool.
That's a big deal.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, I'm surprised at how many folks are basically doing this stuff by hand when there's all these great tools to make it a lot less painful.
Well, I don't think they really know about the new tools. A lot of people, you look at the tools and you think, wow, that looks really cool, but oh, all the documentation I'd have to go through. And Microsoft is now creating some step-by-step guides based on feedback at the MVP Summit last year. And within 15 to 30 minutes, based on what the tool is, you can have a successful experience with the tool. So just step-by-step, just get it up and working. And then you can add to it and customize it later, but at least get your feet wet. Look at some of these step-by-step guides very quickly and easily to introduce you to the tools.
I also think that a lot of folks focus on this as a tool for desktop machines, for workstations. But do you do server config like this as well?
Absolutely. I wouldn't use anything but these tools for both the desktop and server configurations. Yeah, they work the same on both.
All right. So besides PE, what are the other products that are getting new versions in 7 and 2008 R2?
We have the new Windows Deployment Service, which is a replacement for the remote installation service, good old RIS, that we had in the old days. I found that most people in America didn't really embrace RIS. They went ahead and used Ghost, Altiris, Acronis, some other third-party utility.
Right.
One of the most important things about WDS is it's free. It comes in the box. And it works. It's better than RIS ever dreamed of being.
So this is the same. Actually, set in context for me, why would I use PE over WDS?
Well, you've got to get the machine up and booted. So if you're going to apply an image to a computer, that machine's got to get booted and connected to the network. That's what WinPE does for you.
Okay.
Then
store
your images on WDS.
And so that's out on the network.
Right, that's across the network. But the cool thing about putting WDS in is you can put that WinPE image on a WDS server, put your operating system that has Server 2008, R2, Vista, Windows 7, put that on the WDS server as well. Now when you go to the desktop machine, all you have to do is hit F12, do a network boot. It automatically will connect to the WDS server, boot your WinPE, and give you a list of operating system images to download. So it's really sweet. You don't have to take anything to the desktop with you at all.
Very cool.
Well, and I'm thinking from the point of view of web farms, where I want every machine in my web farm to be identical. I don't want to be able to add new machines really painlessly. So this whole imaging mechanism where I can buy a new machine, either pre-configured to boot off the network or drop that USB key and fire it up and say, go grab the web farm image. And sometime later, I'm up and running with this identical image for every other machine that's in my web farm.
Right. And the cool thing is that sometime is usually about 20 minutes.
Are you kidding
me? I've had servers, fat images of servers I've laid down in 7 minutes. This thing screams across the network. It really did a great job. And their multicast has been changed with this version. So are you familiar with multicast traffic?
I know about it from an IP perspective, but tell me the story.
So let's say that you have your web farm and you're just now getting it set up. So you've got 25 machines that you want them to have an identical image blasted out to. You can hop around to each one of those machines, F12, have it connect to the WDS server.
Right.
Now, it's
going
to take you a few minutes to get from machine 1 to machine 20, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't happen immediately.
No, it takes time.
So you'll hit machine 1, and he starts getting the operating system image downloaded from the WDS server. By the time you get to machine 20, maybe it's 30 minutes later, machine 1 is on packet 7,462, let's say,
right,
of the image. So you get to machine 20, machine 20's first packet it gets is packet number 7,462. And he goes all the way to the end. And when the WDS server is completed sending out the image, he hollers out and says, hey, does anybody need me to start again? Well, yeah, you're going to have some machines that say, yep, need you to start again. And so he'll start back at packet 1 until he's completed. And then he'll shout out again, does anybody need me to start again? If nobody says anything, then he closes down that image installation.
Gotcha.
So, yeah, it's kind of cool that you can add images in the middle of blasting out to multiple machines.
But it's also this idea that it's truly multicasting, that if I've got 10 machines working on an install, they're all reading the same transmit from the WDS server.
That's true, and I think it's interesting because with unicast traffic, if you did this, and you can do unicast traffic, so your server, WDS, would send packet 1 to client 1, then he would send packet 1 to client 2,
right,
packet 1 on down the line. With multicast, he's sending packet 1 to everyone who's listening at the exact same time.
Right. And so this is just about not burying the network. If I'm doing, a 2 gigabyte image off of 10 machines, I'll swamp any gigabit network. That'll just kill it.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but with multicast, it won't. And one of the cool things about this version of multicast, we had multicast with the previous version in Server 2008, but the slowest client who was downloading the image would dictate the speed for everyone.
Right. It was synchronous.
Yeah, so with this one, we have three different streams. So they call it multi-stream multicast traffic. You've got fast, slow, and medium clients. So they kind of find their niche for which one they're into, and there's three streams of traffic out there, so no one client is bringing everybody else down.
Interesting. Yeah, very, very clever. All right, so back to the Windows deployment server side. So this is where I actually construct my image of my workstation, install Office, like all of the tools that the folks are going to have, and then deploy it as a image?
Yes.
So the challenging bit here is dealing with the domain, dealing with the machine names. Like, what's the story in all of that?
What makes a machine individual, right?
There's a lot you can do when it comes to naming the computer. There's all kinds of variables that you can use, and those variables are different if you're using special tools in the Wake versus WDS versus the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit. And then once again, if you go all the way to Config Manager, the big daddy that has everything in it, the variables are different between each one of those. So they all have some unique ways that they can name the computer and different wildcards you can put in there.
Okay.
So I think about computer naming. And the other thing I think about, maybe on servers, but especially when you're deploying workstations, is, and I know there's been ways in the past to do this. I'm curious if it's changed. I have, maybe web application developers, I have, DBAs, or I have, you know, different classes of developers. I have non-developer types, productivity, just general worker type people that maybe need Office installed. I want to have one Vista or one Windows 7, image to start with. That's my base image. But then I want to kind of take it further, that one image, and I want to be able to, you know, sort of customize it for different classes of workers, if you will. How can I do that?
That is so cool. They've done a fantastic job with that. So now what you would do is you would have multiple images, but you could store them in the same file. And it's a WIM file, a Windows image file. So that's the file format you would get. And why that's so cool is, let's say that you have an image that you've created for the HR department, and it has all the HR apps on it. And then you did another image that you've created for the accounting department with all of their applications specific. You store those images. Let me back up. They're both, let's say, Windows 7 Ultimate is the operating system. So you would store both of those images inside the same WIM file, and there's something called single instancing that wakes up, and it looks at every single file you're about to put inside that WIM, and it will not store redundant files. So it only brings in files that it doesn't already have if the HR and the accounting images have the same operating system core files. Those were only stored once inside that WIM file. And then just the files that are different are stored in the separate images within that WIM file. So your size is greatly reduced for storing your images.
Yeah, the bulk of the weight when it comes to an image like this is going to be the OS and Office.
Right.
So you're just taking the differences, right?
Yep, just the differences. That's it.
I'm curious, so and having not actually taken this specific route myself, how you say I'm going to create these images and then store them together, and there's some sort of an analysis that takes place to basically make sure we don't have duplicates, right? So when I'm creating these original images, am I doing that? What's the process that I go through to do that? Is it what I would expect in the old school kind of way? I need to have a machine that I build up and I make it exactly the way that I want it to be, and then I take it from there? Or how does it really work?
Exactly. That would be your model machine. So you would install whatever operating system, Windows 7 Ultimate in our last example, and then put your applications on it. And then to actually generate the image, you've got a few choices. You'll have to boot to a WinPE. You can't capture an image of a machine when it's up and running. Be like trying to, I don't know, tune a car when it's going down the road at 60 miles an hour.
Good analogy.
You've got files open, services that are chatting with things, so you need to down that OS completely. Then you would boot into a Windows PE, and then if you wanted to do it manually, you could use ImageX, tell it to capture the image, and then store it locally on that machine, and then put it on a server someplace if you wanted to, or you could just automatically put it on a server someplace else. So ImageX is in the Wake. That's one of the tools that gets downloaded with the Wake 2.0. You also have a WDS capture program if you want to have it stored in a WDS server. So you could automatically connect to the WDS server, have it run its capture wizard, and then create the image and automatically store it inside WDS for you. And cool. Then you also have the Microsoft Deployment Toolkit that can look at that model machine,
right,
generate an image, and store it inside the MDT server, which the MDT, since I hadn't mentioned before, is just the new version of the Solution Accelerator Business Desktop Deployment Kit, the BDD. So you have a few options there as to how you create that image and where you store it.
All right. So PE, WDS, one more tool?
Yes. Microsoft Deployment Toolkit.
Deployment Toolkit. So this is actually a tool on its own or stuff for other deployment?
This is a tool all by itself. This is one of the Solution Accelerator tools that have come out for Microsoft. Once again, this is a free tool, and it does everything you could possibly imagine in a deployment solution. It does require that you download the Wake. It uses some of the tools in the Wake. So to use the MDT, you'll have to download and install Wake 2.0 as well.
So what's Wake?
Wake is the Windows Automated Installation Kit.
Ah, okay. Wait.
Wake.
Wake. Yeah. Wake. Yes. Not wait, Wake.
The naming conventions are always fun to talk about.
Well, I think that somebody was paid by the syllable when it came to some of these utilities. The Solution Accelerator Business Desktop Deployment Kit. I mean, that's a mouthful.
Yeah.
It doesn't even make a good acronym.
No.
No, they ran out of good acronyms before. So I think my theory is that because all the acronyms have been used up and typically used at least twice, they're not allowed to use a name that uses an old acronym anymore. There must be some secret office inside of Microsoft that makes people come up with new acronyms in their names.
Right.
That makes sense.
So what does the Wake do?
The Wake has a bunch of tools that you would download and use. So the Wake is a combination of tools that other utilities will use and that you can manually use if you choose. Now, WinPE is actually in the Wake. So for you to create your own Windows pre-installation environment, you have to download the Wake and run the utilities from within it.
Right. So the Wake is that huge file that you talked about earlier that's the gigabyte in size that contains all these other tools?
Right. Everybody else needs to use the tools that are built into these, but you can manually, and I always tell people you should use the tools manually, or you should at least understand how they work manually so you can troubleshoot if one of these other tools that use those utilities doesn't work properly. You know how to troubleshoot it.
Sure.
All right, and the toolkit that's part of Wake, is it the toolkit Wake or is the toolkit something else?
The Microsoft Deployment Toolkit is a utility all on its own.
Okay.
But it uses the scripts that run utilize the utilities inside the Wake. So you have to have the Wake installed on the same machine that you've got the MDT installed on, or the MDT will not work.
So there's a dependency there is what we're talking about. All right.
Yes, absolutely.
And so what does the toolkit do exactly? What are the pieces that it's got?
The toolkit, what Microsoft says it does, is it removes the complexity of manually using the tools inside the Wake. So the MDT is all graphical. It's just got nice pictures. You walk through these friendly wizards that ask you a few questions. You store that information in scripts. When you just click OK or finish on a wizard, it automatically under the hood stores all of your information in these scripts that are run later to capture images of machines or apply images of machines or to go out and capture a user's profile and their documents and all their settings. You can migrate those to a new Windows 7 box when you install it. So if you had an XP machine, you could run the MDT, point it to the XP machine, and say, go get me all the user's specific information off that machine.
Right.
Okay.
All your PSTs.
Registry files, all that good stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And then migrate that to Windows 7 so that when people get on their new Windows 7 box, they're not completely lost. All their email's there, history's there, things like that. Makes it a lot easier.
Their broken Outlook profile from their old machine is now on their new machine.
Absolutely.
Right.
All right. These are all tools that help us move our pain from one computer to the next.
Yep.
Now, Rhonda, you, if I understood what Richard was saying during the intro here, in your bio at the beginning of the show, you have like a two-day class, if you will, on this topic. Is that right?
Yes, and I go into detail on every single one. We start with the Wake. So every tool you get hands-on experience with, there are tons of labs. And as we go through the 2 days, there are so many utilities that most people, when you just sit down and listen to a 30-minute interview or just chit-chat about it with them, they're so confused because there's so many tools and there's so many different ways to do everything. So in the 2-day class, I show you every single way to do it, and then you can choose what's right for your environment. And as I mentioned before, all of these tools are free except System Center Configuration Manager. That guy's going to cost a couple extra dollars because he does everything that a deployment could possibly want.
Sure.
And yeah, what's the problem, I think, reason people are so confused is that Microsoft makes so many different products with so many different acronyms. And just if I'm willing to spend the money, do I ignore all this and just go straight to System Center?
You could, but I would only suggest enterprise customers who are deploying a few hundred or possibly a couple thousand machines. These other tools, the free tools,
right,
will completely take care of an environment up to 250 machines, I would think.
Okay, so there's definitely a scope thing here. And I got to think that the per seat price for System Center is not cheap.
No, it is not.
Okay. So definitely an enterprise product versus using the free tools. It's mostly about dealing with scope. It's not that System Center is so much easier to use. My experience with PE and WDS is just not that painful.
They're really simple to use. It's amazing how easy they are. And we put a few newsletters together, and I've documented the step-by-steps for creating WinPEs, for creating your automated unattended answer files for your installations. That's a new tool that's really kind of has a huge learning curve to it. When you first look at that tool, Windows System Image Manager, it's a little daunting.
Right.
You look at it and you don't know where to start. What does this tool do for me? So I have some step-by-step newsletters at www.manassi.com.
Right.
If you wanted to find out how to do a WinPE, that's newsletter 50. And then we talk a lot about SysPrep in newsletter 60. 61 is all about creating an automated unattended answer file. And they're pretty simple just to follow along. The one with the answer file, you can download the answer file from our website, www.manassi.com, and you've got your own answer file. You will have to supply your own product key. We don't give you the product key.
Right.
But you're ready to go within 5 minutes. So we're trying to make it easy for people, since there is so much documentation and so many different tools. We're trying to make it easy for you to say, oh, I want to look at WinPE. Okay, here's one document. It's 3 pages long, and that's where you can start.
Right, and that's at manassi.com. Our good friend Mark Manassi has been on the show a few times, actually. So far we've really only talked about the deployment installation side, but do these tools and images help us repair broken desktops?
Well, it's funny that you asked that, because we've talked about WinPE a few times.
Yeah.
So the cool part with WinPE and the custom WinPE is it's called Windows Recovery Environment, WinRE.
Cool.
With Windows 7, this gets installed when you install the operating system, so it gets put down on a special hidden partition. If you ever boot that Windows 7 machine and you have a file that's corrupted or missing and it's needed for the boot process, WinRE automatically wakes up and will repair that file or put a new copy of that file out there so that you can get that machine booted.
This is something that OEMs like Dell and stuff have been doing for years, but now it's part of Windows.
Yes, yep. In fact, you know, all these tools that I've been talking to you about, the entire Wake, they were all written for OEMs. We've just now been getting them the last couple of years, the last two versions. But prior to that, they were built for OEMs.
That's funny. Huh. And now they're just freely available to us. We just download them to get to work. So wrapping up, where do we send people to start? What's the first thing they should be grabbing?
I would suggest that they go to our website, the www.manassi.com, start with newsletter 59, and just keep it short and simple. We have a fantastic forum. If you have questions about anything, you'll find lots of answers at the same site, just the forum segment. And you can post questions there, and lots of smart people answer those.
Excellent. The Windows Automated Installation Kit is just freely downloadable from Microsoft.
Yes, it is.
Excellent. Rhonda, thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Rhonda.
Thanks for having me.
All right, and we'll talk to you next week on Run As Radio.